like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, December 9th, 2019. And has been our tradition for many years. I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the executive session of November 25th.
Motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Tindall to approve the executive session minutes as prepared. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Mary, I'm going to let the record show that the vote was 4-0 and that Councilmember Goyas is not in attendance. Sure, a full recovery. We're all wishing for a full recovery before Christmas. Okay. Next is the reason for the closed meeting session on November 25th was under the Open Meetings Act of Maryland was to consult with counsel to obtain legal advice on legal matter. Next, 1C is the approval of the regular session minutes of November 25th.
Mr. Mayor, I have one thing.
Okay.
I received a request from a resident to add a little bit more detail to the PKS minutes. I talked to Mary about the best way to maybe add that detail. I think there was some trouble maybe hearing the audio. And I think that she's going to be able to do that on her own without doing a full transcription.
Okay. And just include it as an addition when we have our next meeting in January. Cool.
Do you want an approval now or wait and approve it then?
Well,
I think we can approve it now if you're okay with that.
If that's all right with everyone, by consensus, that we'll have the addition?
Yeah.
You can approve it conditioned on whatever Mary has.
Okay.
Right. I'll make the motion.
All right, so we have a motion by Councilmember Tindall to approve the minutes that are being presented tonight, conditioned on the fact that Mary will fill out more detail about the presentation was made by the PKS on the town audit. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. On our regular session agenda, item number 2, tonight's my pleasure to make a nomination for the Berlin Planning and Zoning Commission for a vacancy there. I reached out and interviewed Matt Stower. Matt grew up in the Berlin Ocean City area and moved to the town of Berlin, I believe, about 4 years ago. He is the finance director and sales director and part owner of Facade and Plumbing and Home Services. I had a very good interview with Matt, and we talked about the community, where we are, where we've been, and where hopefully the community can progress to over time, not overnight. So, Matt, would you stand so that everybody see you and just introduce yourself a little bit?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Obviously, you heard my name is Matthew Store. I grew up in this area, went to Stephen Decatur High School, got my finance degree from Salisbury, and then my MBA at Wilmington. I've been in construction for the past 9 years, and I've been part of my own company for the past 2.5 years. When I'm not out there doing sales or finance related, I spend a lot of time in the crawl space doing the actual work with my guys. I think it's important to lead from the front and make sure I understand what they're doing with day-to-day. In general, this is a great opportunity for me to get back and to learn, so I'm very excited about it. A lot of times, if you see me around town, I'm walking my dog, or I'm at a park, or I'm at a restaurant. I spend a lot of time in this town. I'm pretty lazy. I don't like to leave it too often. I'm too busy going into Ocean City. So you'll see me around the town a lot.
Okay. Well, anybody have any questions?
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
If there's no further discussion or questions, I'd like to move to
approve the mayor's recommendation or nomination.
We have a motion to approve the nomination for Matt Storr to the Berlin Planning and Zoning Commission for a 5-year term. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Again, it was 4-0. Thank you. All right. Next, we'll begin our departmental reports. And first is Finance Director Natalie Salee.
Good evening. I don't have any special. We're still working on the existing projects. The only thing, this upcoming Monday, Jeff and I, Booth Associates, Electric Engineering, will be attending a hearing in regards to reconciliation of the power factor. It's an annual hearing, basically to figure out the differences, and then it will be created an adjusted factor, which is a small, really small, it's like minute of a penny that will be either subtracted or added to the next power factor for next month.
And that's the Public Service Commission, Maryland Public Service Commission?
Yes.
And it's in Baltimore, right?
It's in Baltimore, and then business trips will come on Tuesday to meet with your mayor,
okay,
to just highlight what's happening.
Okay, good. Again, it's very minor tweaking is all we're expecting at this point.
Yes.
Good. Excellent. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Natalie? Next is Deputy Town Administrator Mary Boland.
I don't have anything this evening.
Okay. Thank you. Water Resources Director Jamie Latch.
Yes, Mayor. Just trying to finish up Graham Avenue. The weather would cooperate. We get it done, but I'm just trying to get stuff caught up around the treatment plant and meter reading and stuff like that.
Okay, and so you expect basically as soon as you have a couple of days, stays of weather.
Yeah, we have to put some topsoil on the bottom, so as soon as it dries up, we'll get in there and topsoil so we can get some grass seed planted and get some fine grade and finish it. Hopefully, it just take probably 2 to 3 days, but we just need 2 or 3 dry days.
Okay. So it's 2 or 3 days with the appropriate weather.
Yes, sir.
The engineers have said that we're at 95% completion, so what Jamie's waiting on now is just doing the cosmetic work.
Okay, good. Okay. Finish all the blacktop patching?
Yes, all the blacktop has been finished on Nelson. That was part of Goody Hill's contract.
Oh, okay.
That has been completed, and we were supposed to do a punch list today, but it was raining this morning, so we'll probably get to that this week with EA.
Okay. Just for clarification for the folks that are in attendance, what Jamie's talking about is the Graham Avenue submerged wetlands project that was begun in the fall, and after many, many months of trying to get the funding all squared away, and we had some strong support from some of our partners, and so that's very good news. And it's not the end of all the work in that Graham Avenue area, but it's a big beginning. So thank you. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As far as the past couple of weeks, the major project was preparing for the Christmas parade, which was great success. As far as that, we had meter reading, and then 300 Bay Street, there's a new house being built. We installed the underground service to that house right across from Branch Street. As far as the power plant with the engine failure, we completed the removal of the number 3 engine. It's totally gone. It's just an empty room there now, so it's ready to go for the new engine. And then also 205 Branch Street, we replaced a rotten pole there, utility pole.
Rotten utility pole?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Great. Does anyone have any questions for Tim?
No, I have one comment, though. The other morning, I was out for a little run, and I noticed that a street light was out. I text Jeff probably, 6:15, 6:20?
Okay.
And the next day, you guys had it fixed, so thank you very much.
We try to please.
Good job.
Thank you.
I also have a comment concerning the planned outage that affected Shaw Street.
Yes, sir.
It was real pleasing for have the outage go exactly as you predicted.
Yes, sir.
And I got comments from my neighbors, and they wanted me to thank you because you said it was going off at this time, mm-hmm, and it would be on by this time, and that's exactly what happened.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Police Chief Neil Downing.
Good evening, everyone. As Tim said, the Christmas parade was a great success, and we know that we couldn't do it by ourselves, so we'd like to publicly thank the Pocomoke City Police Department, the Town of Ocean City's Police Department, Worcester County Sheriff's Office, and the Maryland State Police for helping us, because surely we couldn't do it by ourselves. This week, we're having our K-9 partners, Luke, Cyrus, and Doc. They'll be nationally up there certified. It's an annual event for 3 days. They'll go through tracking, the drug work, and crowd control work with their human partners. On Saturday, we will be doing Shop with a Cop with our local partners once again. We'll take 35 local children to Walmart to go ahead and have a shopping spree. But they'll also have an opportunity to ride in the police car, to have that time with the police officers, ride in MSP's command bus, and then come back to the Berlin Firehouse with the bounce house with pizza, food, and fun. So it's a very fun time for everybody. Myself, I'll be wrapping gifts. So if anybody, anyway. My wife up there volunteered me for that one. And we're very out there blessed to be able to do it. So, again, ability to go ahead and give back. We also have an opportunity to go ahead and say that one of our officers, Joseph Kerr, was recognized publicly today as one of the everyday heroes. He will be going to New York City to represent the state of Maryland for the fine work that he has done in his community here at work and what he does inside of his church. So we're really proud of Joe, and we encourage him to keep up the good work. That's my report for this evening.
Excellent. A lot of good news there. And does anyone have any questions for the chief?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. One note I just want to repeat. We've talked about it the last couple meetings. This Wednesday on December 11th, Planning Commission will hold a public hearing to consider the petition for annexation for the old McDonald's property and the Myers Tool rental property on the southeast corner of U.S. Route 50 and just east of Seahawk Road next to the Harley-Davidson building, which that parcel, the Harley parcel, is in town. These two are contiguous to it, and they petitioned the town. Mr. Fleetwood and myself received the petition a month ago. We've legally advertised for it. So that's a public hearing for their recommendation to your body, to the mayor and council, which I assume if that goes forward, or whether it's recommended or not, it would be before you one of the January meetings, allowing for legal advertisement for your public hearing. So that's just a reminder that we've had it out there in the public quite a bit. It's been legally advertised and posted. And we touched briefly the last meeting on different permits for how many permits we've had in the calendar year 2019. Council Member Brittingham had asked about new homes. We permitted 10 single-family new homes in town to date. In 2018, we did six. In 2017, we did six. Total permits, we have set a new record. 2019 was 236 so far. I have four or five in the bucket right now that probably will go before the end of the week. 2018, we had 195, and the previous record was 2017, which was 235. So we've been quite busy. We're doing a permit a day, and keeps counting me hopping quite a bit. That's all I have this evening.
I have a question.
Sure.
The old McDonald's, is there any plans come before you yet?
No, but the owner of the property, which is also Two Farms, Royal Farms Corporation,
right.
I believe it's to be a AutoZone retail store, auto parts store. That's what I've heard so far. I have not seen plans, but I have been contacted by engineers and architects who work for the AutoZone Corporation. So I believe that is going to be the use for that
part of the parcel. Myers Tool Rental kind of envelops that parcel. Mm-hmm. And they have no plans on changing their business. They just, at this point, will go along with an annexation so they can get into town utilities, get sewer and water, which they don't have now. Neither one of those parcels has it now. Mm. So.
Good.
Thank you. Any other questions for Dave? All right. Thank you, Dave. Next is Economic and Community Development Director Avi Wells.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. First, I'd like to say thank you to all of the volunteers and everyone who helped assist with the wonderful Christmas parade that we had on Thursday with zero incidents. It was a really awesome parade, so thank you to Chief and Jeff and everybody who helped. It was really good parade. Tomorrow, it is a trial run for the first what's called the Berlin Foodie Tour. It's being done by Sandy Gillis, who also runs the Ocean City Foodie Tour. Sounds funny when you say it, sorry. It's basically a tasting tour around town, and almost all the restaurants are participating in it. So I'm attending. Allison's attending. I know that the mayor and Betsy attending also tomorrow. So we'll...
The only thing is that my brother needs transportation to the hospital tomorrow for an operation that's come up. So
okay.
I'll understand. I appreciate it.
So that's tomorrow, and then she's going to be getting feedback, and then she hopes to implement this starting in the spring. Also, Carolyn Duffy and I are collecting donations for Worcester Gold. Each year we collect donations, and then she and I buy things for the kids, like scarves and hats and gloves. So we're doing that collection again. So if you see me or Allison or Carolyn, if you'd like to drop your donation off, we'll be... going shopping on Friday morning before the luncheon. And that's all I have.
How many volunteers did you have help make the Christmas parade?
40 plus.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Right. Does anyone have any other questions for Robbie?
I have a question. Would it be possible to have the parade televised?
It is. WBOC televised the entire parade.
When? And is it still available online?
I think that it is. So I always, WBOC has been filming it the last 3 years. I set aside space for them. They set their cameras up, and there's an announcer who announces it the entire time. And then they, I think it's probably either on their Facebook page or on their website, WBOC. I'll send you that link. How's that?
My neighbor is homebound, and she said to me that it really would be good if she would be able to watch the parade on TV. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about a link to Facebook.
No, it's not social media. It's I think it's on WBOC's website, but I'll check and I'll
on their website.
On their website,
She probably can't get that come through her TV.
Is there a way we could do it on the Channel 3? Like to use,
is it
uploaded?
We're not set up for that.
Oh.
It's a whole different.
So I'm just assuming that she doesn't have a computer, a laptop, or any kind of computer.
No, she don't have that technology. She has a TV.
I'll find out if it was publicized on TV, so then at least next year she'll know to turn WBOC on, and then she can watch while it's actually.
Okay. And you'll get back to.
Absolutely.
But I heard only positive about the parade, and folks say Berlin has the best parade in the area.
That was because I was right. Leaving.
Next year's the 50th.
Yeah, they are right.
Next year's the 50th anniversary of the parade, so we'll have to do something special for next year. It's the 50th anniversary next year.
The 50th anniversary of the Berlin Christmas parade. Okay.
Oh, so yeah, it's going to be fantastic next year.
I have a question. What would it take for us to be able to do that, to get it set up so that you could put a video linked from an online site onto our Channel 3?
The player that we have for the channel and the agreement that we have with the third party just does not cover televised events. We would have to look into a whole new system.
Yeah, a whole sprinkler system.
And isn't that coming up for a discussion with our third party? Isn't our third party Comcast? Or am I getting this wrong?
No.
Okay.
Not
for that.
That's like a fourth party.
Too many people invited to the party.
I mean, it is possible. Obviously, other communities do it all the time, but it's quite more of an undertaking than it seems on the surface.
Okay.
It's certainly something that we can look into if you are interested
would you?
In going.
If we could, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Would you?
Yeah, look into it and see what the technical side is and what the cost side is. And because we've certainly got some time and it's before budget process and all that. So, let's just find out. And we have multiple events. So some will be worth it.
It's a public access channel. If people can't access things like the parade, then I think we need to at least look into it.
It is a public access channel, and Comcast is providing us with what they are required to provide us.
Yeah.
Going beyond that, it kind of takes it out of Comcast's hands at that point, but it's just a whole other ballgame.
Yeah.
But everything technologically has changed. That's probably the only thing we haven't changed in this entire town in the last few years. So take a good look at it and just let us know what the challenges are and what the opportunities are. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I just sent the link to the parade directly to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Does anybody have any more questions for Ivy?
Nope.
Next, we have the town administrator's report.
I had just put two things, Mayor. The mayor, Dave Engelhardt, and myself will be in attendance on Thursday in Salisbury for a nuisance flood seminar. That's... I'll get with you probably tomorrow, Mayor, and give you a departure time. Friday, coming Friday at 11:30 in this chamber, the employee holiday luncheon will take place, and I'm extending an invite. I'm looking for the newspaper folks. I'd like for you to be here if you can. We will feed you, but I'd like for you to be here to get some photos and get some of our employees in the paper. They appreciate that. And that's all I have, Mayor.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Jeff?
I have one comment. I would say a few meetings ago, we had a gentleman ask about getting his ditch bank cut along West Street. And to my knowledge, I think that's been done by the public works staff. So I just wanted to say thank you. I know it took a little bit of time with the weather, but we were able to get that done. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good. All right. Other than to wish everybody a very happy holiday, I know we are very grateful that the events we've had in town all year have had very accommodating weather, and especially the events of this fall and for Thanksgiving and the tree lighting and the parade. We're just extraordinarily grateful that the weather's been so conducive, not only for the participants, but for the folks who come out to watch, rather the little tots or old folks and everybody in between. So we're very grateful, and I hope everyone has time this coming holiday to spend with your family and spend some time reflecting on how lucky we are to live what we do, not just in this town, but in this region and in this country. Does anyone on the council have anything they'd like to say?
I just want to echo your happy holidays and thank you to all of our staff and the hard work that they do every day.
I echo the same thing, and I would say that the Berlin Parade is probably one of the better parades. We were leading the parade this year, so that's probably why it was so good. But I just said that. We march in three parades, and I would say, as color guards, I would say this is probably one of the better ones. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
I don't have a thing except happy holidays to everyone.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. See you next year.
It will be next year.
Yes, it will be next year.
Does anyone in attendance tonight have any issues they want to bring before the council or any comments? Yes, sir.
Was brought to my attention this morning by
several other residents of the town that the dispatch reported on December the 6th that the town bought a snow machine. Is that true?
Yes.
And how much did we pay for it?
That was the town did not buy the snow machine as it was reported. That was a sponsorship from the hotel. The hotel pitched in for the machine, and then also the cornhole tournament that we had at Oktoberfest from the Burlington Tavern, they made the equal donation, so it was paid for by the donations from the cornhole tournament and then also from the hotel.
Well, that's fine. Then one would hope that the dispatcher, somebody should correct what was printed, because it gives the wrong impression to citizens of this town if people are spending money on frivolous things, or give the indication that the town is spending money on frivolous things. So I just wanted to bring it to your attention.
Thank you.
I like your hat.
Mm-hmm.
So do I.
Go Ravens.